And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just giving you all the truth you could sling on a bumper sticker. Yes, indeed. So, number two on the triple dipper. I feel like we've already had three dippers. I mean, we did Daniel Penny stuff. We did the dipper about, you know, all of that with the shooting of the CEO for United Healthcare. And then I did the whole thing about, that's a triple dipper. It's going to be a five dipper day.
Really, yeah. This makes up for the one dipper days last week.
Oh, yeah. I just got somebody on the Twitter feed, must be watching us there, just responded, said, dipper number one, give the Kurds their country back. Spent time there in Dahuk and Erbil. Great people. And then he says, this is a picture of me and the kids at a wedding. Hey, but Paul, the picture didn't come through. So, it didn't come through. So send the picture, man. But yes, I have heard. I remember Iraqis in Baghdad. They would go vacation in Kurdistan. They called it Kurdistan, which is the northern parts in Erbil, and they would literally talk about how it was just everything was okay up there. It was perfect. It was beautiful. There were flowing waters. There was like man, why don't you move there?
Yeah.
All right. Dipper numero dos. Let's talk about new boss is the old boss. Did you see this weekend Trump going to the cathedral at Notre Dame?
I feel like I saw every clip that was made on my Twitter, the handshakes, the Joe Biden kissing up to him. I saw all of it.
I think one of the most meme-worthy moments was the picture of Trump sitting there in a chair, just looking casual, kind of sitting there looking over at Jill Biden, and she's smiling at him. Yeah. And it's like, what are they talking about? And the thing on Twitter was to caption the conversation.
Yeah. But that Trump handshake, you know, he's a master of the pool handshake.
Yeah.
That was one of the most violent ones I saw. Like
with him and French Macron.
Macron. Yeah. Like the first time seeing him, you know, he's just like, let me know who's the boss. He's back again. It's me. You know,
yeah, he also did that with, you know, there's so many protocols with the royal family from England.
Yeah.
He met with Prince William. Mm-hmm. So they had a great meeting. But he met with Prince William and he stopped short of stepping right up into the space where you would do a handshake. He stopped short of it. So the prince had to reach out and then he did the kind of the pull handshake there. And you look at it and think, does he do this on purpose?
Is it just
ingrained?
I think when you're Trump and you've been in a powerful position, like yes, even before he was a president where he was a billionaire I think this is just stuff you learn along the way of how to do things.
It's like putting somebody in the short chair.
Yeah.
Well, the bottom line is this. So I pulled one piece off Fox News. So I call it new boss is the old boss. The new boss is the old boss. And the interesting dynamic is this was a international world leader affair. And the fact that Macron from France invited President Trump to come to this event and sit next to the first lady, Jill Biden, is very significant. He was being treated like he's already the president. That's what people are saying right now. It's as if the president himself is already the president. So President Trump, President-elect Trump held court in France on Saturday, receiving eager greetings from a host of familiar world leaders. Yeah, there was this one scene too, by the way, he was working his way to his chair and he had to pass by all kinds of other heads and they're all standing up to greet him.
Yeah.
You see it?
Yeah, it's stuff like that goes, you don't see people doing that for Joe. I'll just say that.
No.
You know, just stuff like that points to how much just bigger of a presence Donald Trump has in general than Joe did.
Yeah. I mean, the pomp and circumstance was something else. And he not only did he show up there in and amongst them all, but then he had key meetings with several of them.
Mm-hmm.
France, and of course the meeting he had with Prince William of Great Britain. And somebody, I think it's Raymond Arroyo from Fox, tweeted out, said, it's hard to tell if this is the reopening of Notre Dame or the reopening of Trump as a global leader.
Yeah, I think it was both.
One other, the Not The Bee account, which is like the serious side of Babylon Bee, said it appears Trump is already acting as president. No need for an inauguration. The world's been waiting for the U.S. to finally have leadership, and it just walked in the door at Notre Dame. By the way, noticeably missing, the article points out, was Joe Biden, who the White House cited a scheduling conflict.
Scheduling conflict with his afternoon nap.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, scheduling conflict. Do you recall seeing him doing anything important this weekend? I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Pray tell, what was the scheduling conflict?
His afternoon nap. I think that's what it was.
It was pudding day, so and he had to be there.
We've had this on the books for a while now.
Yeah, kind of important. So anyway, I say all this to say what we got a situation right now is that that Trump is already, the world leaders, I started to say this a little bit last week, the world leaders are already looking to see what he's doing. They could care less what Joe is doing. But here's the thing. He could have easily dissed Jill Biden, and he didn't. You know, what I've always appreciated is as much as they want to rail about him, he's a gentleman for the most part. I mean, he'll get brassy. He'll get crass sometimes. He'll say things in a way that maybe I wouldn't say it. I don't know, but I'm not him. But he sat down next to Jill Biden, and as far as we know, was a complete gentleman. He greeted her. He treated her with respect. He didn't try to pretend like, oh, how dare you sit next to me? None of that. It just looked like what you would want to see. It was a American leader on the world stage, and everybody wanted to shake his hand. And he even treated those who don't like him with respect. And then he went with Kristen Welker and did an hour and a half long interview and just held her feet to the fire the entire time. I mean, it's like, oh, Lord, thank you. More on this when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three on a Meatloaf Monday. Hey, by the way, I got to remind you guys, we got a lot going on over here at Right Side Media. That's the parent company for who we are. Right Side Radio is just one of our presentations, but Right Side Media is the parent company. And we just rolled out two more podcast lines. So if you're a podcaster, if you like watching, especially video podcasts, we got you covered. So we have four separate podcast lines going now. Right Click and Right Philosophy have been going on now for a bit. But we just, in the last few days, launched two more. One is Liberty Minute with former Navy SEAL Jared Hudson. And the other is The Controversial Mom with Emily Jones, founder of Moms for Liberty for Madison County. And both of them are just great. And they're already getting response. And so we love the fact that we got sort of a Right Side family growing here with you know, different people contributing to the overall content. But that's our goal. Our goal is to provide you with conservative content in a variety of mediums. And man, we are hitting the mark. So right now, between the radio and then the audio podcast, which still has like almost 270,000 downloads. And then we've got the four video podcasts, and then we got the written op-ed that goes out every single week and got published today, as a matter of fact. You can find it. It always goes to 1819 News first by agreement, and then everybody else in the state gets their copy. A lot of stuff happening, and we're loving it. If you want to watch us live online or see anything we got going on, one of the things you might want to do is get to our daily email newsletter. It's called the Right Side Report. So here the deal is, if you're listening to the show right now, you know we have this text line, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Just text the word newsletter to that, and you'll get an automatic response back that lets you sign up for a daily email newsletter. It goes out, tells you what all the things are that we got going on, gives you the inside scoop on what the Triple Dipper is going to be that day, gives you all the stuff. Right Side Report by email. Just send newsletter, the word newsletter, to 833-68-RIGHT, and we will square you away. All right, let me keep moving here. New boss is the old boss. I got a great text here from Mike from Coxey, Alabama. He says, I find myself swelling with pride when I hear stories like Trump going to France and everyone wants to shake his hand. It says, it's been a while since I felt like that, but it feels great. Totally agree.
Yeah, stuff like that matters.
Yeah, it does.
Like having a leader that has a presence to him and other countries respect, and stuff like that matters. Yeah. And little stuff just like the Trump going to sporting events, like showing that he cares about the culture of a country, of his own country too, matters.
Yeah.
Like when was the last time you saw Joe Biden at anything like that, like something of cultural significance in the United States, like a big game or something? Like I can't think of any.
Well, he does go to the beach. And he does occasionally shop for a book on Nantucket.
I stand corrected. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're so right. And that's the thing. If you're going to be a man of the people, you got to be out among the people, right? If you're going to say you care about your constituents, every once in a while, you got to be where they are. And then on top of that, the idea that he's being greeted by world leaders, well, and some of them are greeting him out of respect, some are greeting him out of friendship, and some are greeting him out of fear. Mm-hmm. And I'm good with all the above.
Yep, exactly.
Because right now, Joe walks in the room and they forget to put him in the picture.
That's true. Yeah.
Joe walks in the room and they have to send one of them over there to help him find his way to the spot on the ground where he's supposed to stand.
And they stuck him in the back corner.
In the back corner. Anyway, what's interesting to watch as the new boss is the old boss is how other nations right now are pursuing what you might call a MAGA type agenda. So the Dutch, Breitbart has a story came out Friday. The Dutch are out there putting a cap on mass migration. They're not allowed. They're no longer going to allow. They're putting hard limits on their population to limit mass migration. They're a pretty. Apparently, I didn't know this, but the Netherlands is a fairly densely populated country. 18 million. It's not a huge country, but for the land mass they have, it's pretty full. And they've decided, you know what? We're done with this whole mass migration thing. So they're basically closing their borders for mass migration. They're not doing any more of the rampant EU wants us to take more people kind of stuff. And they're saying done with it.
Well, I thought that was racist.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think the Dutch are saying we don't care anymore because it's our country. So that's a huge piece. In fact, the article I've got here from Breitbart says, echoing Donald Trump, Prime Minister Michael Boone, who represented the Wilders Party in the population cap debate, said it's time to build a society in which the Dutch come first again. What does that sound like? Sound a little familiar?
It does sound familiar.
How about this one? Apparently, I did not know, you know, CPAC, the conservative conference, I did not know there was a CPAC Argentina. Did you know that?
No.
I did not know this.
Doesn't surprise me with Milei in charge there.
And that's where I was headed. And Ben Shapiro just spoke at CPAC Argentina.
Really?
And he said he believes the world is going to be following Milei's success. And what is Milei doing? He is making Argentina first in its own business dealings. He is downsizing their government. He is right-sizing things. He's like basically got what's the word he uses?
Fuerte.
Yeah. We're probably cussing on there and don't even know it.
Yeah, somebody in Argentina just got offended. Yeah,
somebody's like, tell them to stop that. but he's basically like a one-man wrecking ball, but in a good way. Oh, by the way, doesn't that sound familiar? And then you got things happening in other parts of the world where you look at it and go, if it had been Trump in charge, would that have happened? Well, you've got, where'd this one story? This National Pulse. You've got National Pulse has a story came out Friday, Romania. They're a NATO member, or they're set to be elected to NATO. And they have a populist pro-life candidate named Calin Georgescu who could wind up upsetting things. And the reality is he's a pro-Trump candidate. And then you got Giorgia Meloni from Italy who had her picture made with Trump the other day and is like, whoop, whoop. You can tell they were like, and she's an outspoken conservative, Italy first. We're going to right-size government. Stop talking to me about wokeness and let's get back to business of us being Italians. It's refreshing to watch. And then you had the whole thing where Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, made a quick trip down to Mar-a-Lago, have a cup of coffee and talk things over because we want to keep a good relationship with you. Yeah, that wouldn't have happened if Harris had gotten elected.
He said something like, if Trump says these things, he means it. That's like people talk about Trump's unpredictability being a bad thing. I think that shows it's a good thing.
I don't even think it's unpredictability. I think if he says it and he means it, that means it's pretty predictable what's going to happen if you do the thing you said you wouldn't do. Meanwhile, you've got situations happening on the world stage that are pretty incredible, like South Korea. So South Korea has a situation, if I understand it, and I will not try to tell you that I have studied up on this one in great detail, but as I understand it, the South Korean president is considered to be a progressive liberal. He got elected and immediately began making decisions that have soured his approval ratings among the people and have increased the ability of the legislature to see more elected conservatives. The elected conservatives then began to push back at his big budget, big government ideas. The elected legislature, more conservative now, decided, no, your multi-billion dollar plan for budgeting is really not a good idea, and we're not doing that. So what did he do? He tried to declare martial law. He tried to say, I'm the president. You can't stand in my way. He got his backside handed to him. I mean, like on a platter. And so all of a sudden, old boy finds himself at risk of being just basically deposed entirely, because not only did the legislature buck up on him and say, that's not going to work, it's a conservative legislature. We're looking at a sea change around the world right now as the old boss comes in as the new boss, and you feel a difference on the world stage. And it's amazing to think that what would have happened if Kamala Harris had been able to steal that election. Can you imagine?
I don't want to.
And I still want to know what Trump and Jill Biden talked about at Notre Dame.
I do too. Somebody's going to have a hot mic somewhere in there.
Gotta be.
There's got to be some lip readers somewhere.
I think she leaned over and said, look, I'll get you the Kamala file, but you didn't get it from me.
Or maybe Trump said, thanks for your vote. And she was like, you're not supposed to say that here. It's public. We're in public.
I saw one meme that said, I just told Joe, Mark that here, he thought he was voting for himself, but I had him voting for you. All right, take me to a break, brother. That was Dipper number two, new boss is the old boss. We're going to jump on into beating the trans agenda, and I got a bunch of text messages I got to catch up on, so you guys stay tuned. We will be right back.